ground. And know what he did? He pitted your car, my groaning. He pitted your groaning. Because if he didn't, you wouldn't be sitting on those fields this long. That's why I can praise the Lord while I got a chance. The Bible says when praises go up, blessings come down. Ain't he all right this morning? Ain't he all right this morning? I don't know about you, but I learned that in my suffering, I said I learned in my suffering, I gained eternal life. I said I gained. Eternal life. I don't know about you, but I want eternal life. Where the wicked will cease from troubling and the weary will be at rest. When I stick my sword in the sand of time, I want to say, come on up, earthy, thou faithful servant. You've been faithful over this time. I'm going to make you ruler. I'm going to make you a ruler. I'm going to make you a ruler. Hey, y'all. Old doors that been talking in my face. Huh? Make more life over you now. He'll make the end of your enemy be alone. He may not come when you want him to come. He may take delay a little while. But why he delayed, you need to still give him some praise. And say, Lord, you didn't come today, but I'm still going to praise you for who you are. Because I know without a shout out, you were able to put a door. If a Paul wants to bless his seed one night, he said, God is able, when he was playing that song, crying your last tear, he said, God is able.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 337-239-3845, or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
Then in heaven, lift up my heart.
Welcome to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. We're located on 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. In today's broadcast, you will hear a sermon from Sister Michelle Dotson and an uplifting message from one of our associate elders at Johnson Temple, Elder Roy Mosby. Before the solo and message, we'd like to announce the upcoming Alexandria District Holy Convocation on June the 20th, the 22nd, and the 23rd at 7 o'clock p.m. nightly. The speaker on Tuesday, June the 20th, is Bishop James W. Proctor, prelate of the historical Louisiana First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. The speaker on Thursday, June the 22nd, is evangelist and national recording artist Ruby F. Terry, supervisor of the Department of Women, Historical Louisiana First Jurisdiction, Church of God in Christ. The speaker on Friday, June the 23rd, is Pastor Maurice Johnson, superintendent of the Alexandria District. Everyone is welcome to come and be a part of this great event at Johnson Temple. May God forever bless and keep you is our prayer.
You're so wonderful. Come on, brother. Summer
time.
Sure you do.
Sometimes you have to speak victory during your test. I know matter how you feel. Speak the word and you will be healed. Speak over yourself.
So what we want to leave here today is with an uplifting encouragement to us. So yes, we depend on pastors, we depend on our leaders, we depend on counselors to help us get through some tough times in our lives. How many of you have some tough times in your life?
Yeah.
I should raise all hands and both feet if I could.
Yeah.
Tough times.
Tough time.
Yeah. And when you, a lot of times when you go through those tough times, ain't nobody there.
Okay. My God.
All right. You might not be able to get pastor on the phone.
Yes, yes.
Might not be able to get the mom.
Yes.
But there's some things you can do.
All right.
Okay. You can encourage yourself. You can speak to yourself. Scripture says life and death is the power of the tongue.
That's what it says.
And I'm not talking about other folks' tongues. I'm talking about your tongue.
Your tongue.
Your tongue. You can speak life. You can speak health. You can speak vitality. You can speak prosperity to you. Why is it that we feel like we got to wait on folks to speak to us?
My God, my God.
I wouldn't be where I am.
That's right. Amen.
I'd speak to myself.
Come on now.
I can tell you about the time when I was at Fulda, Germany. And the local national that I was working for, the local national was German. The local national that I worked for was set out to fire me. Set out to fire me. Get rid of me. Send me back to the States. Because I came from the States. So send me back to the States. I pondered it, and the scripture said, get your oil. See, we forget what power we have when you're going through.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
You forget what power.
What power?
Just by being a Christian and come being on. A child of God, there are some assets that go with that.
Help us.
So we often forget what we have in our disposal. Somebody said, it's already in your house. So what I did was I took the oil and I waited till nobody was around because they wouldn't have understood what I was doing. Probably would have thought I was trying to voodoo the place. So I went here and then I anointed the place. Now, the interesting thing how God works is that he encourages you through that process.
That's right.
You know, he sends little scriptures like, I can do all things. Okay. And then an old song, you can make it. You can make it no matter what you're going through. God's got a plan. You can make it. So he sends those little things to you. So I did the oil and everything, and it wasn't but about a month later. Situation didn't change. Okay? But he moved me out of the situation.
Yes, sir.
Now, this is how God does it. He moved me out of the situation, and to those of you that understand the GS system, I was a GS-9 at that time. So he moved me from that position and promoted me to a GS-11 3 hours away in Heidelberg.
Yeah.
Won't he do it?
Yeah.
Now, I'm saying all that to say this. I'm just trying to tap your spirit because I want you to go back to when God did it for you.
Yes, sir.
And because he did it before, he will and can do it again.
Yeah.
But you got to remember.
Come on.
You can't forget.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget about the goodness of the Lord. And don't forget about your testimony. You know what he brought you through.
Yes, sir.
So you can't forget that. Because that is what you fall on when you go through the tough times. And oh, by the way, if you haven't gone through them before, a lot of us have, but tough times are around the corner.
Yes,
but the saints got to be encouraged.
Yes,
we got to be encouraged. God has not forsaken us. None of this is on the script. So how do you encourage yourself? Well, I got 3 points I'm going to make, and I'm going to make them real quick if the Lord allows. First, surround yourself with positive people. If you're around the negative Nellies and the negative Nancys and the negative Nails,
my God.
They're not going to feed in that positive stuff that you need to hear.
No.
Sometimes you got to get thee away from them.
Yes, sir.
Get away from them.
Yeah.
Don't pay any attention to anybody that's not building you up. If they've got negativity, you need to get away from them.
Amen.
Okay? Get away from them. They mean you. And you know what? A lot of times, if they're just little imps that are planted by the devil to keep you discouraged.
Right.
You know, people are used by the devil. We forget about that.
Amen.
They are implanted in your life because God sees your future.
Come on, man.
But the devil knows your future too. So what is he going to do? He's going to plant little imps around, and they're going to discourage you, and they're going to pull you away from what you believe and what you know. They're going to discourage you from moving forward. Saints, I'm determined to move forward, even in today.
Yes, sir.
I'm encouraged. Old saints used to say, I'm encouraged to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. They said through hard trials, through tribulations, through persecutions. And they finished it saying, I'll be faithful. Am I right, Elder?
Yes, sir.
Because I'm encouraged to walk. Saints, we got to be encouraged to walk with him. And there's some benefits of that walk. You know he's going to be to your left. He's going to be to your right.
Yes.
He's going to order your steps.
Yes, he will.
And so there are some things, saints, we shouldn't be worried about.
Come on, preacher.
I know I said something pretty deep there. I went over somebody's head. There are some things. Let me tell you what you should be worried about.
Come on.
Whether you're going to make it into heaven.
That's the big picture.
Nothing else matters.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes.
Come on now.
Nothing else matters.
Nothing.
So you should be worried about it all. Look, the stock market's going up and down, up and down.
Yes,
I see my little practice going up and down, up and down. I ain't worried about that.
No.
Because I'm encouraged to walk with Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And if I keep my walk with Jesus,
there's
some benefits that come with that.
Yes, sir. Preacher.
Because when I'm weak, he's strong.
Yes, sir.
How many of you have been weak in your life?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you're weak, he's strong.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you fall, he lifts you up.
Yes, he does.
But you just got to lean and depend on him. Yes, so the first point is that stop getting around those folks that's going to talk down.
Yes, sir.
Talk down to you. Talk down to situations.
Yes, sir.
There is a scripture, Proverbs 11 and 14, it says, and this is, again, surrounding yourself with positive people. Where there is no guidance, of people falls. But in the abundance of counselors, there is safety. So get around positive people. Seek positive counsel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And saints, it's all right to go to psychiatrists.
Yes, yes.
Oh, Lord,
yes,
I lost somebody there.
Yes.
It's all right to go to the therapist.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I think I lost somebody there, too.
That's all right.
Because y'all think that it's all in the church. No, God uses people.
Yes, sir.
To bless you, your preaching. But we often forget, oh, Lord, yes. He didn't lay hands on me. No, he didn't.
Yes, yes.
But I already said you're going to encourage yourself. You can lay hands on yourself.
On yourself.
Now, I'm not telling you, don't come to the church now. Please don't y'all say. Brother Moses said, don't come to the church because you lay hands on yourself. And say that. Because the Bible also says, forsake not what?
The assembly yourself together.
And don't you know we gain strength from one another when
yes,
we?
Sir. Yes, yes.
When I hear missionaries' testimony, Hayes' testimony, I'm uplifted.
Yes.
Okay, when I hear Elder Mike talk about his victory, I'm uplifted.
Yes, yes, yes.
So no, we're not going to forsake the symbol. But what I'm saying is that y'all just want God to do everything when he's giving you the power to do something.
Come on, preacher. Come on, preacher. Yes, sir.
And stop giving the devil credit for everything.
Everything. Come on now. All right.
Look, I had problems with the sound system over the weekend.
Yes, yes.
That wasn't the devil. That was me.
That wasn't the devil.
Well, truth shall set us free, y'all. Yeah, you give the devil. Yeah. I was telling my wife the other day, I don't forget what it was we heard, but it was something that went wrong, and they said, oh, that devil. And I said, oh, the poor devil's probably saying now, yeah, I'm seeking, I'm going to and fro to see who I can devour, but I ain't nothing to do with that.
And all that.
So stop giving the devil credit for what the devil doesn't have. Now, the devil's alive. But don't give him credit. So again, surround yourself with positive people, positive counseling,
yes,
and
sir.
Get away from those that's not going to speak into your life.
That's right.
Because that's people right. are set to speak death.
Yes, sir.
They don't want you to live. They don't want you to prosper.
That's right.
They don't want you to be what God wants you to
that's
be.
That's right. That's right.
Get away from them.
Yes, yes.
And I got to speed this up. Stay away from gossip. Stay away from gossip. It does have a P on it. Gossip. Stay away from it. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupt talk come from your mouth, but only such as is good for the building up.
Yes, sir.
If we want to encourage ourselves, we need to listen to folks that's going to build us up.
Yeah, yeah.
If you ain't got nothing good to say, stay away.
Please, please.
Amen. So what we want to do, we want to speak life, not death.
That's right.
On ourselves,
yeah,
and on others.
Yeah.
The next point is control your thoughts.
Come on.
God has given you the ability to control
yes.
your thoughts.
Yes.
It is a mind thing.
All right.
It's still a mind thing.
It's still a mind thing.
You can control your thoughts.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you can. Y'all don't think you can, but yes, you can. Because did we already say that the Bible says, I can do all things yes. through Christ?
Yes.
If you believe it, act on it.
Yes.
So control your thoughts.
Yes.
It's still a mind thing. And Philippians 4:8 talks to that. It says, family, my brothers, whatsoever things are true. So your mind needs to be focused on the truth.
Yes, sir. Speaking.
So what that means speaking. Is that you can't take everything at face value. Did
That's
I say
right.
that?
That's all right.
So somebody says it's red, so you say, oh yeah, I heard it's red. No, you got to validate a lot of this stuff. And you validate it by getting on your knees and praying.
Yes, sir.
God will direct you and lead and guide
yes,
you.
Will.
Stop
yes,
letting folks
will.
Direct and lead and guide you. We're talking about encouraging yourself. You can't encourage yourself when other folks is directing your path.
My God, my God, my God.
I think I said something there.
You did.
So finally, my brothers, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honorable, whatsoever things are just, that means We want to do it right. We want to be just and all. That's what we need to be focusing on. Yeah. So I'm going to say this one here, and I'm going to throw something at you. You might need to turn off that TV sometimes.
Sometimes.
Because a lot of that stuff is demonically ordained.
Oh, now.
To pull you into places.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And to control your mind.
Yes.
And to make you think this and it ain't that.
Uh-huh.
You might need to turn some stuff off. Listen to your spirit. Your spirit will tell you what you need to listen to and what you don't need to listen to.
That's right.
Okay. Now, when you abort the spirit, that's on you. So listen to what the spirit tells you to do.
All right.
All right, so let me finish it up. Finally, my brothers, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, of good report, whatsoever things are pure, lovely, commendable.
Yes.
If there is any praise, if there's any virtue, those are things you need to be thinking on. Tell your mind how to think. Control your own mind.
Yes, sir. Tell your mind.
All right, you preach.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
So we're talking about how to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Romans 12 and 2 says, do not be conformed to the world. And we kind of talked about that, didn't we? The world has its own agenda. And the world's agenda is not God's agenda.
Amen, amen.
The world's agenda is not God's agenda.
Amen.
The world is self-serving. God serves us. He blesses us. But the world is about taking care of itself.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of
your mind.
We yet need a renewal of the mind.
Yes, sir.
We need a refresh.
Yes, sir.
And to those of you that are kind of computer savvy, we need a reboot. We need a reboot.
Yes.
And when you reboot, and sometimes you need a total drive rewrite. Because there's so much junk and so much stuff that's in there, we got to totally overwrite that mess. Saints, we got stuff in our lives that's been lingering for years. You got hates and hurts that you've been harboring for years. You've been carrying it for 30 years.
My God.
Reboot it.
Reboot it.
Erase it.
Erase it.
And sometimes you just need a brand new hard drive.
Oh, come on now. What you say?
Need a brand new hard drive. All right. And so we talked about, again, how to encourage yourself. And I think we first said surround yourself with godly people. Then we said control your thoughts. The last is that you still need to fast and pray.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You still need to fast and pray.
Yeah.
I don't know where this little statement came from, but I found it again. It says, if you fast, you will last. If you pray, you will stay. I don't know about you. Y'all, I'm in this for the long haul. I see on your face, you're in this for the long haul. How many of you in here for the long haul? Come what may, from day to day, I'm in here for the long haul.
Yeah.
You already know trouble is coming around the corner. I don't need to tell you that.
No, sir.
But are you in it for the long haul?
Yes, sir.
Are you in it to see what the end is going to be?
Yeah.
Old saints used to say, I believe I'll run on.
I'll go run.
See what the end's going to be. I believe I'll run on. See what the end's going to be. I believe I'll run on. See what the end's going to be. And then they finished up because there's something at the end. All right, some of y'all remember that old song. Look, and what's at the end for us? To meet Jesus face to face. To be amongst his glory. That's what we want to do. That's where we want to be. So prayer and fasting. So you got to last.
Yes, sir.
You got to stay in this race.
Yes, sir.
Brother Hayes, it ain't time to give up now.
No, sir.
I know it gets a little tough and a little rough.
Yes, sir.
But this ain't the time to give up.
No, sir.
And oh, by the way, saints, folks are dependent on you.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't like folks depending on me because I'm still human. But I'm telling you, folks are looking at you.
Yes, sir.
And folks are depending on you.
Yeah.
And when you fall, you take a whole bunch of folk with
you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, again, we know that's a part of the devil. But at the end of the day, people are depending on you to make it.
Yes, sir.
So you got to fast. You got to pray. Prayer connects you with God.
Yeah.
Fasting disconnects you from the world.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, I need to say that again.
Say it again, preacher.
Prayer connects you with God.
Uh-huh.
So that means, as the scripture says, we should always pray.
Pray.
Yes. So prayer connects you with God.
Uh-huh.
Fasting disconnects you from the world.
Come on now. Come on now.
Because when you fast, you're sitting in the world, putting that place aside, turning that TV off.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you should be getting your secret closet.
Yes, yes.
Preach, elder, preach.
That's what we should be doing. So you need to be separating yourself so you can hear. You don't want any distractions when you are fasting.
That's right.
Because we want to hear from the Lord.
Yes,
we always want the Lord to do this and do that for us. But what about listening to him?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For him to lead and guide. If you want encouragement, you got to open your ears and hear what he says.
Come on now.
When you're distracted and tied up with the soaps and this and that and keeping up with the politics and the financial violence, when you are dealing with the stuff in the world, you can't hear from God.
That's right.
Saints, I want to hear from God.
Yes, sir.
I want to hear from God. I'm
yes,
almost
sir.
Done. So we're talking about prayer and fasting is so critical.
Yeah.
There's a few benefits, and I want to stop right here. Like I said, I could go on. I got quite a few pages here, but we're going to stop, Pastor. So
don't stop. Come on. Come on, preacher.
All right, so what are the benefits?
What a word.
What are the benefits of prayer and fasting? Again, these are nothing more than tools in your toolbox.
Yes, sir.
You could use them.
Yeah.
And look, these are just a few tools. There's a whole lot more in the Bible.
Yes, sir.
That tells us how to make it because we can make it.
We can make it.
And if you want to make it,
you can make
God
it.
Will help you make it.
Yes, he will.
Old saints say you make one step, what he'll make two.
Now,
that's not biblical, but I believe it.
I believe it.
And I believe he's the footprints in the sand.
Yes, he is.
I think you preached about that.
Yes, sir.
I believe he's the footprint in the sand that I cannot see that's taking care of me.
All right now.
So benefits of prayer and fasting. Well, it builds spiritual intimacy.
Come on now. Spiritual.
You get intimate with him.
Oh, now.
He loves on you. You love on him.
Yes.
He loves on you.
He loves on me. Yes, sir.
Come on, some of y'all been intimate before.
Yes.
Well, we're talking about a much higher level of intimacy.
Yes, sir.
I know. We talk about intimacy with the Almighty.
Almighty.
And look, it opens up your spirit to hear the voice of God.
Yes.
I already told you there's distractions and there's things out there to push us off track. Yes. But when you are fasting and praying, your spirit can hear what the voice is saying to you. One scripture in the one of the Old Testament says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Don't you know the Spirit is constantly talking to the church?
Yes,
but we are not listening.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher.
Next one is, prayer and fast also brings clarity and direction.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we don't know where to go. We don't know what step to take.
Yes.
We don't know who's for us and who's against us.
My God.
We don't know when. We don't know why.
Uh-huh.
We don't know how. But don't you know prayer and fasting will bring clarity and direction?
Yes, sir.
I think one scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
And all.
And everything will be added. He will direct. He will guide. He will order our steps.
Yes, he will.
Almost done. Another benefit is that it breaks satanic strongholds.
My God.
It breaks the hold of Satan in our lives.
Yes, sir.
Breaks the hold. Y'all, Satan has stronghold in our lives.
Yes.
Oh, yes, you pray, you fast, you speak in tongues, devil still got a hold.
My God.
So that's why we pray.
Yeah.
That's why we fast.
Yeah.
The scripture says we should always pray. Now, why would it say that? Because when we don't, we're subject to get caught up into something.
That's right.
I can't speak about me. I can't speak about me. So I got to stay before him. And the last one, it provides godly wisdom.
Yes.
When to, when not to.
Yes.
What to say, what not to say.
Come on.
And then it sprinkles a little bit of the Holy Ghost in there. So that Holy Ghost gives you that double wisdom.
Yes.
So you know when to, when not to, what to say.
Yes.
And when they talk about you, you just smile.
Preacher. Come on now.
Amen.
Just smile.
So, by way of conclusion, like I said,